Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Catholic Singles. Every day, hundreds of Catholic singles join CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love. Breadbox Media listeners get 20% off by using the promo code BREADBOX when they register. Come be our next success story at CatholicSingles.com. Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Ring Friar Podcast. I'm your friendly neighborhood Carmelite, the Frank Friar, aka Father Nicholas, reporting to you all from Dub Bronx here in New York City. And today I want to talk a little bit about a recent retreat I offered. It was to the Knights of Columbus in a local area of upstate New York, where I am a knight at the local Carmelite parish up there. And one of the things I was talking about in helping my brother knights prepare for Lent is the necessity of vulnerability in love. And I use the Holy Face icon that I have in my room as a means of journeying into that necessity of vulnerability. Now, as I was preparing for this, you know, I asked several people I know and trust, et cetera. And a lot of them were like, you sure you want to get like a group of guys to kind of like embrace that idea or to really get into that idea, et cetera? You know, vulnerability is not something that, you know, sort of something exclaimed to the roofs that men sort of grasp for and desire and et cetera. But yet it is necessary nonetheless. And I said, you know, just trust in the Holy Face icon. You know, there's something about this particular image of Christ that really sort of, I think, pricks and opens up the human heart. And that notion of vulnerability, I think, is something important for us to carry into this Lenten season. And on a side note, it was received quite well by my brother knights up there. Vulnerability. Christ allowed his Sacred Heart to be opened for us. He allowed his face to be struck for us. He allowed himself to be spit upon. He allowed his ears to receive curses for us. He allowed a brother to kiss him in betrayal. He allowed his own blood to sting his eyes, the sweat of his brow to cause burning in his eyes. He exposed himself, made his face vulnerable to us. How can we ask of anything else? How could we possibly do anything else? We are called to be like Christ, to be perfect as the Heavenly Father is perfect. And that call that was in our recent gospel passage from this past Sunday, the seventh Sunday of Ordinary Time, is achieved in our relationship through Jesus Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit, of course. So vulnerability, how can we grow in our vulnerability to God and our loved ones in our lives? You know, we're called to love God, to love neighbor, and to love ourselves, to will the good and to desire the good for our neighbor and for ourselves. How can we cultivate these things during our Lenten season? We learn to grow in trust of God through alms, fasting, and prayer. And in that trust, our hearts become more open to him and to others around us. So how can we have that vulnerability manifested in those relationships with people around us? Are we open to praying in the moment over people who have asked us for prayer? Do we, when we give money, give our name, maybe our first name, over to those that we give money to and ask them to pray for us? Do we sacrifice our time when someone is asking for food and we're on the street and say, all right, let's go into this local little restaurant and have a meal together? Are we open to being a little bit more sort of hidden in our fasting, like maybe having an extra day of fasting during the week where we give up a certain thing. Like maybe you have to have a certain cup of Joe every morning. This day, I'm going to give it up and I'm going to do my best to not be grumbling about it. You know, these little things don't seem like much, but little acts open up the heart in wide and profound ways. So as we prepare, because by the time this podcast is out, it's only 2 days before Ash Wednesday. It's the Monday, Tuesday, and then it's Ash Wednesday. Vulnerability. That word keeps coming back up inside of me as I'm preparing, and I share that with you all today. We are meant to be vulnerable before our Lord, because in that vulnerability, He floods our heart with His love, the Holy Spirit. And in that vulnerability, we are called to go out into the world and to expose our face, to become barren before those around us, to make our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ known, who seeks and desires us to be with Him for all eternity in the Father's kingdom, where there has been a room prepared for us. This is not an easy thing, but the cross is not meant to be easy, but the cross is revelatory. And in that ability to embrace our cross, our heart becomes more open to the presence of the divine love, a love that is not just meant for us, but for all people. Thank you very much for your time today. Know that I'm with you. Know I'm praying for you. May God continue to bless you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. If you like my podcast and what I'm doing, please make sure to check out my website, thefrankfriar.com. If you like what I'm doing on my website, thefrankfriar.com, you can go ahead and send me an email. Let me know what other things you want from me. You can check out on my website also things like my blog posts, my Catholic Stand articles. You can find links to social media I use. Also, if you really, really enjoy the podcast, I ask you to please subscribe to it. And like I said, if you had any more questions for me, please make sure to send them to me at thefrankfriar.com. Thank you very much for your time today. Know that I'll be praying for you.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by A few minutes each day can change your life during Lent. Ave Maria Press offers booklets for daily devotion, reflection, and more from such best-selling authors as Gary Zemak, Greg Kandra, Father Michael White, and Tom Corcoran, and so many more. Looking for Stations of the Cross booklets or books that are perfect for small groups? We have those too. Head over to AveMariaPress.com and use code LENT20 to get 20% off your order today. Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small batch artisan coffee using top tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/breadboxmedia. Experience coffee like never before.